This is episode number 21 on slowing down. Welcome to the Females in Tech Show, where we help women in tech to live a balanced and purposeful life through a career in information technology. My name is Tamara and I am the founder of Fit Collective. In this podcast, I'll explore the challenges females face working in a corporate environment and how to overcome them. Beyond technology, I will also dive deep into self-care practices, how they can improve your physical and mental well-being, and the importance of balancing work and relationships for a sustainable and rewarding career. Hello, beautiful friends. Let me first start by saying a big thank you for tuning in today. I am so grateful and so honored that you are here. And even more so because this is my first solo recording. I mean, how cool! We are currently in the midst of COVID-19, and it's safe to say that I am so exhausted. And it's really funny how the universe is always guiding you, because for the last few months, I've really wanted to amp up my podcasting and start recording some solo sessions. Yet my inner critic, and then due to starting a new role at Salesforce, has just led me naturally pushing it back further and further. And I actually had an episode recorded and ready to publish today, but then after listening to it, I could really hear how flat and how tired I was. And it was just a wake-up call that I really needed to start to slow down, because I have been in nonstop go, go, go mode since COVID-19 hit and since we've been in isolation. Some of the things that I've been doing is getting up at 5 o'clock every single morning. I've had full-on work days in back-to-back meetings with absolutely no time to do actual work. I've been presenting every single day in front of my colleagues and customers, learning new parts of the platform. I've been doing extra learning with Harvard University and Yale University and leveraging their free courses. I've been cramming in self-love because I haven't got time to do it, and just not being present and in the moment and enjoying those self-care practices. And on top of that, I've also been supporting Joel and homeschooling his son. I mean, no wonder I'm exhausted, but I thought I was making the most of COVID-19 and getting ahead of all of my goals because I had the extra time. I wasn't commuting and I wasn't socializing with my friends, but really what I was doing was running myself into the ground. Is this something that you can relate to? Because I know all of my colleagues are feeling the same and all of my followers are feeling the same, and we're trying to jump ahead and reach all these goals, but really what we need to do is slow down. Reality is everyone is dealing with this differently. And globally, there are different regulations and we all have very different living circumstances. Some people have kids. Some people have a big house or a small apartment. Some people can go outside. Like, I'm really grateful that I can go outside and exercise, but some people can't. And guess what? There is no right or no wrong way in how to handle this really challenging and really confronting time that we're in. We are all doing our best. We are all doing our best in the circumstance that we are in. But there is one thing that we can all benefit from doing more of, and that's slowing down. So with that in mind, I decided to take the leap and record a solo session in hope to inspire you to take the time to slow down. Now, I recently spoke to my beautiful meditation coach, Tom Cronin, and he reminded me that COVID-19 is an opportunity for society to reset. And what this means is bringing us back to the basics. Learning to be grateful for the really small things in life and start to redefine what we want in life and really understand what matters the most. It's a time to really start to practice mindfulness and start your meditation, to really slow down and simply go with the flow. Be present and go with the flow. To be patient, empathetic, non-judgmental, and most importantly, to not be so hard on yourself and really allow yourself to take the moment and just breathe. Now, when was the last time you did all of those things, or at least have done them without cramming it into your new hectic schedule since COVID-19? I mean, I am guilty of doing that. I thought I was doing these things, but really, I was just cramming it in and not savoring the moment and didn't see the benefits of doing all of those things. I actually had the opposite. I was getting completely exhausted. So the way I see it is we have two options. One, we can continue to charge ahead to tick off our goals while slowly burning ourselves out so that when isolation is over, we need weeks to recover. Or we could take each day as it comes and really start to tune in how we're feeling. This doesn't mean you have to stop working on your goals. You still can, but not to a point of exhaustion. I don't know about you, but I definitely prefer option two. So how can you start to slow down? First of all, what I want you to do is grab out your pen and notebook or grab out your notepad on your phone and start to write down all of the things that make you feel rejuvenated or re-energized. It could be things like giving yourself a self-massage, meditation, home facials, sitting down and having a cup of tea to yourself. I personally love not waking up to an alarm and doing some yoga. The key thing here is to not rush through these self-care practices and to really be in the moment and leave all your worries about work or the kids or anything to do with isolation behind. Okay, great. You've got that. You've got the list. Now schedule them into your calendar. And these are non-negotiables. If a meeting crosses over, say no. This is time for you to do your self-care practice. Second, make your meetings 45 minutes. And the 15 minutes in between meetings, take this opportunity to step outside or away from the computer at least to just simply breathe. Take as many deep breaths as you need to feel calm and to feel a deep sense of reassurance that you're going to be okay and that this too shall pass. You can also use this time to have a cup of tea or just to simply be. And third, stay in tune with your body and how it's feeling. If you've planned to go for a run one morning but you feel exhausted when you wake up, treat yourself to a sleep in and don't be so hard on yourself if you sleep in. Avoid writing really big to-do lists. Just take each day as it comes, be gentle on yourself. Some days will be more productive than others and that's to be expected during this time. And if it helps, when you wake up in the morning, journal how you feel. And if words like tired, overwhelmed, anxious pop up, then that is a sign, beautiful, to slow down. Now that's it for today, beautiful. A really short and inspirational episode because I'm off to practice what I preach and do some mindful activities to help rejuvenate my mind and soul. I encourage you to do the same, so tag me on Instagram on all of the ways that you're practicing to slow down. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like more information about today's show, you can read my show notes and any relevant links at fitcollective.com/21. That's fitcollective.com/21. I am so grateful for this opportunity to serve the females in tech community and hope you find the information helpful and inspiring. My goal is to inspire you to reach your goals and provide you with the practical tips on how to be the best version of yourself. If you did enjoy the show, then I'd like to ask for 3 things in return so that I can educate and inspire more career-motivated women and male allies. 1, please subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast app to ensure you don't miss an episode. 2, share the episode with any friends or colleagues that might benefit from the content I'm sharing. And 3, please leave a review in iTunes or in your favorite podcast app and tell me what you love, but also where I can improve. I am here to serve you and I welcome your feedback.